Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Baby Tate.
Oh, and I'm Pretty Brea.
Okay. Yeah, we like it. It's like a group in here.
Yes.
First of all, you know, today's a special day. It is Pretty Brea's birthday. Why are you looking confused?
No, I'm not confused. I was just looking.
Like, I like, it is?
No, I was looking.
You ain't know we do.
No, I was waiting on you. I was just looking,
I'm
like,
screaming.
Because like, you was looking at her. So I'm like, okay, let me see.
But no, we love the fact that you're here for your
thank
birthday.
Thank you.
And you look happy really birthday. Cute.
Thank you.
Y'all both look
Libra?
Amazing.
Thank you, Libra. Yes.
Period.
What's your sign? Scales.
I'm a Taurus. We both ruled by
period.
Venus.
All right, my mom's a Libra, my brother's a Libra, my best friend
a Libra.
Is a Libra.
So you like us?
Yeah, I like.
Period.
I like my
fuck
family.
With the vibe.
But yes, so you're in New York. So what are you running around doing for your birthday?
Well, yesterday I had a celebration with my friends, but today I just flew here to come be your podcast. So.
Oh, nice. Yep. Yep. Okay, we like that.
Yes. We appreciate you spending your day with us.
Yes, beautiful. Had to.
And I think. Yeah, are we doing something? Are we doing like some type of birthday celebration in here? You know, we're all, first of all,
let's taking a birthday shot?
Let's all cheers to that.
Yes.
Me and Baby Tate.
Cheers.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Stephanie's going to vape for
you. She's going to do a vape shot,
period.
You.
Yeah, for you. So cheers to that. What do you want for your
cheers,
birthday?
Guys.
You know how people be like, you got to make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
What's your birthday wish?
I wish that, you know, everything just keep going up how it's been going. So, I mean, I'm not really wanting too much. I'm really in grind mode right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, could have been at the club right now, but I'm working. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like, you know.
Work.
Got everything in line. I'm just want to keep period. Elevating for real.
I used to nice. Wish for more wishes when I used to blow my
really?
Candles out from a young age. I'd be like,
cute.
I wish I had unlimited wishes.
Really?
That's so cute.
But then you never
that?
Really made a wish.
Right. Wish for that. Like, I wish all my wishes come true.
Right.
But you do have unlimited wishes.
Mm. You're right. See, you I like that. And look, I was telling Baby Tate when she came in, her mom is Dion Farris. Do y'all understand? Like, she's honestly the song Hopeless. Y'all know the song Hopeless.
Yes.
What was that on the Love Jones,
Love Jones.
Soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
her
a penny
mom.
With a hole in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was like, that song used to be so sad if something was going on in your life.
That was the one you put on?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you were feeling dead. You know how many times I cried to that song?
Wow.
Like if something happened or something like that. And you'd be like, I'm feeling like.
Aww.
But actually, any type of song that make you feel an emotion, I think is good.
Yeah. Right, yes.
You know, do y'all have songs like that, that like, you know, you listen to it and every time it like touches something
mm-hmm.
yeah, for
it,
you?
I feel like sometimes I hear a song and you remember where you was at and at your point of life when yeah. that song came out.
Bring up the memories.
So it seems like every time a song came on, I know exactly what I was doing in that point. So it's always mm-hmm. take me back. So.
Ooh,
Oh, shoot. Here we go. Here's the birthday cake. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. No, we got a new birthday song, y'all. Y'all know what's a new birthday song.
Happy birthday, dear Brea.
Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Hold on, because I hear the vocal.
Yeah. That's what I make that wish. Come on, what's the wish?
More I'm not going to say that loud.
Yeah,
I was going
to say yeah, yeah, more blow wishes. The candles and secret wish.
Wait, I don't know how to blow
it. Oh, man. Come on, you got this.
Come on, you got it.
Yeah. I haven't blew a candle in so long.
Oh, that's
happy
nice.
Happy birthday. That's so yeah, thank
happy
you.
Birthday. Shout out to the team. You going to cut it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because yes, I want
some
cake.
You all right?
Thank you.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad we got that going.
I'm glad y'all got me out here, period.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so you're from Detroit. You're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Two places I love.
Period.
You know, to go to.
Where are you from?
Me too.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, period.
But you know, I have a business in Detroit. I have a 30-unit building in Detroit in Midtown.
Period. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You make money in Detroit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Detroit is what you said.
I love the history of Detroit, and yeah. I think Detroit is really having a time with music.
Yeah.
You know, right mm-hmm. now. Everybody wants to sign artists from yes. Detroit. Atlanta, y'all already been.
Yeah.
Yeah, been turned.
Yeah, y'all been turned. Let other people get a little.
Let no, other people get
But
something.
Even like, because you can tell when somebody raps from Detroit.
Yeah. Y'all have a very distinct, like,
really?
Cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that about New York, though. Like, the beats.
That's yeah, true. The beats.
Everything. The beat I selection. Just be like, yep, that's New York. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, certain very cities got certain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I think, because I think about, we've had a lot of artists from Detroit on this podcast. Remember, we had Skilla and Sada mm-hmm. Baby on here together.
Oh, period. Yeah.
That was
I
a
love
time.
Skills. That
was
that's a good dog. One.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a time. Vezo's been mm-hmm. on here a couple
yeah,
of times.
Yeah, that's my dog, too.
Yeah, Cash Doll's our girl. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so we always are definitely supportive of that movement. And you signed to Empire.
Yep.
And yes. Empire, yes, Gazi has been doing his thing. So yes. that's a great place.
And he loved Detroit.
I know.
He loves him from Detroit. I'm like, yes, period. He loves everything about it.
They look at it like Oakland and Detroit are very similar.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they are because a lot of times we ain't got no accent similar to them. They really sound like a little different for sure.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, everybody got their own swag though.
Y'all be having similar accents. It'd be something in the R's.
I don't got a hard R. I don't got a hard R. I don't got a hard R.
But and Baby Tate, I love your Jersey song.
Thank you.
And your Hey Mickey song with Saweetie.
Thank
That's
you.
That's my joint too. A little nostalgic little throwback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. super throwback. It's like a throwback upon a throwback because it's like a sample of Cyndi Lauper, but then it's also, whoa, sorry, I had like a lot of shots. It's a sample of Tony Basil, but it's also like a 7-year-old song that just like went viral on TikTok and then we just did a remix.
Yes, fine.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a very musical household? Just mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so like my mom being an artist, like she exposed me to a lot of different music growing up. And so I also went to like performing arts, elementary, middle, and high school. So like I was just always exposed to music. Music has always been life. Like, you know, when people be like, ball is life. Like music has always been life for me, literally.
Music is life for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, music is life.
What high school did you go to in Atlanta?
The Cap School of Arts.
Okay.
Yeah. DSA.
Who else went to school with you, like you're in your class, and during that time that you were there that we would know?
During the time that I was there, I don't think anybody that you would know. I think I'm the most famous so far. Shout out to me.
because most of the times when people say they went to a performing arts school, mm-hmm. they always say Tri-Cities.
Yeah. Tri-Cities is the other
Everybody
side.
Everybody went to Tri-Cities.
Yeah, Tri-Cities is the other side. I'm from mm-hmm. the east side. But
ooh,
like
east
Childish Gambino.
Are you from the east side?
From the east side.
Childish
so
Gambino
bad.
Went to DeKalb School of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that like are on Broadway and stuff that went to DSA.
Nice.
Ooh, you yeah. think you could do Broadway one day?
I would love to do Broadway one day.
You know what I like about your music too? It's very melodic.
Thank you.
You know, cause she sings, she mm-hmm. rap, but you could do different types of genres. Like you have like a Jersey dance song.
Right
now that's really lit. And so I enjoy that. Like
Thank you.
The experimentation of it. Sometimes like people can be put in a box of being one thing. And yeah.
I hate boxes really bad.
Pretty Brea, what was your experience growing up? Like what got you into music?
I feel like real stuff got me into music. So basically, my first freestyle I ever did, it was like right after I did some wild stuff to my ex and I made a freestyle about it and it went like viral on Facebook. So then I just did like a little rap and, you know, in my city, start messing with it. So I'm like, okay, period. Like, y'all like the way I rap. But, you know, I grew up from real life poverty. Like, I think people say it because it sound good, but like the real poverty, like I can't really explain it, but I really can explain it. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm just driven from a different, like a lot of people, they mama take care of them and this and that and third. I take care of my family, like the whole family.
Okay.
I'm the most successful person in my family. So I feel like it's just a lot of stuff that got me rapping. Like once I realized I got a talent, you just go off. You chase your dreams, you know?
And especially that's a lot of pressure too in the whole family.
It's so much pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. Like it is. It is. Because it's like, they remind me. Mm-hmm. I don't got family that just be, they be like, yeah, when you, like they, and I just be like, oh my God. Like, yeah. Okay, can't quit. Got to keep going, you know, so.
Let's talk about your situation. So it was a domestic violence situation or something like that?
Well,
explain, I want you to tell us. So I'm
So
and you can be honest because it's in the past.
Oh, I'm a real, okay. Y'all can't curse on
yes,
the stuff.
Yes, you can.
I'm a real bitch. Okay. I don't lie. Well, I might lie depending on who the nigga is. I know I'm just playing. But so basically I was in a relationship with a female. It was like my first female. So, and she was a stud. I'm a femme. But anyway, I was with her basically. And you know how you just taking somebody in. Like, I don't know. I was kind of playing like the provider basically. So I'm doing everything in the household. She helping me with little stuff around the house, but I'm basically bringing the money in, taking shop, blah, blah, blah. Then anyway, I found out she was cheating on me with her ex, and I just...
You found actual proof of this?
They was emailing each other.
Okay. Email is crazy.
Come on, email is that? Beyond crazy.
Email. Not even text.
So she had like left for like 3-4 days or whatever. I don't know what.
And she
went missing like, and we lived together for years. But
so were you during that time? Were you thinking something happened to her? Like
I was just going crazy, and then she started like saying it was a mental health break, and I'm just like, "Bitch, you, nah, come on, nah." Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I ended up finding out what happened or whatever. I ended up finding what happened with the phone. I ended up getting into the phone, figuring out the location, and she was cheating. And I was just like, I don't know. I kind of just snapped, and then.
Cause you also felt like I took you in.
Yeah, it's like you
started
like
feeling like I
you
did
ain't
this.
Got shit but the audacity at this point. Okay. Like not trying to bash her though, cause I really don't like. I only bring her up because people want to know how I started rapping. So obviously she's a part of my story.
Right.
Even though she's the bummer.
And you know, but you know sometimes things happen for a reason. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's like I made a freestyle and I was in my closet and then it was just like start going viral. And it's like right around the time. Or right after T blew up, everybody was like, female T Grizzly. Just, you know, saying that everybody gonna say that because he from Detroit too. But then another rapper from my city, Cash Kid, he's still turned up, but he called like, you should start rapping for real. You really hard. And I'm just like, whatever. Then I just made a song and they start fucking with it. I'm like, okay, period. Yeah.
You're like, if anything came out of this, I am now
Well, yeah, I didn't take it serious though. Yeah. Like, I just didn't take it serious until recently, like maybe a year ago. About to be 2 years now, but I started being very consistent and started taking it serious because I just was looking at myself like, okay, I got this degree. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to work for
What's
nobody.
What's your degree in?
Public health.
Okay.
Period.
So I was just like, I don't want to do this. So I'm like, I got to take it serious for real. So then I started taking it serious and I got like really quick results. So I'm really happy about that. But yeah.
You
Keep
know
pushing,
what,
girl?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I will say, when somebody makes you act out of character and do things, it's a learning lesson because I feel like we've all had a situation where we've been in a relationship and we act like, who is this person?
But you know what's so fucked up? That's really my character. Period. Oh. Like, well, I think I'm one of the people, like, just not saying, like, just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just one of those short, like, not, I wouldn't even say short tempered. I would. I'm just one of them people. You know, like, it's just like, I'm really better now. You know what I'm saying? I go to therapy and everything. So I feel like I'm doing better, but I feel like that is my character a little bit. Yeah. Like,
so wait, did you end up going to jail for that?
I got arrested.
You got arrested.
But the charges were dropped.
Yeah.
Or dismissed.
Yeah. Thank God. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
After the freestyle, did she hit you up?
Yeah, everybody was hitting me up. And then actually, like the dummy, I was talking back to her, but no.
Look at that.
I ended up letting that go because, you know, that was my first real relationship with a female. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I didn't even know you could experience that type of mm-hmm. attraction to your same sex. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So at that time, I was just very much confused in general because I'm like, I'm already battling just having to tell everybody I like girls. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, yeah, I'm straight.
You didn't never feel the same.
Yeah. No. And then she did some weird stuff and married a girl I was cool with.
Oh my Mary. God.
Can we stop talking about this lady?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's leave her there.
Oh my blood God.
Pressure. She left.
No, I'm saying she let's leave left. Her right there.
No, but yeah. But that's how I started rapping. Yeah.
She like, and that's how it all started.
And I love how that. And now she's married to my ex-friend.
That's period. How you turn yeah. pain into profit.
Yes.
Period.
So do you consider yourself bisexual?
Yes, I am bisexual.
So do you see yourself being in another lesbian relationship or did that completely turn you like, all right, well, I'm going to still fuck these bitches, but I ain't falling in love
yeah,
with them?
Yeah, no. I still like women, but I do not date studs.
Okay.
So I like femmes, okay. girly girls, or maybe even stems, depending, but really girly girls. And I believe in like poly relationships. So mm-hmm. I see myself one day with like a man and a woman. Okay. Big
same.
House.
You would do that too?
Period.
No, I'm pansexual. So, mm-hmm. like, I also like femmes. I like girly girls. But, like, I literally have had a dream for the longest. I just see myself in this house, like, this beautiful house.
Big house.
And I have a husband and a wife.
Sister, wife, husband. Yeah. Bunch wow. of kids running around, being mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it.
People love a bunch of kids running around being bad.
I didn't see that in my dream. They wasn't there. They wasn't there yet.
Not that much. Why are bad kids so appealing?
No, but like, yeah.
So bad.
I'm into women still, just not studs. Okay. Yeah, that turned me off completely from studs, though. I will say that. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's sad.
Okay.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it. Your moment.
This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And so you said, and I've seen that you're pansexual. Yeah. Now, is that something that you have like a conversation with your family about, like your parents?
Because
you said you had to tell people and let everybody know, I like girls, you know?
Well, actually, my mama kind of caught me,
In the situation.
No, like not doing that. Oh. She spent the night in my room. My mom was like, mind you, I was living with my mom at the time. Mm-hmm. She like, what's she doing in here? Because she gay.
Ooh, I'm screaming.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she like, why is she in here?
I'm
like,
screaming, girl, you know why she in here.
Okay. No, but nothing happened. I wasn't disrespectful. Like, you know what I'm saying? But my mom is bi. She mm-hmm. you know, she didn't care at all. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody had anything to say. My family love me so bad. They love everything I do. So
that's good. You need that support for real.
Strong support system. Mm-hmm.
I never had to like come out. I feel like I came out on Twitter. Like, I was just like, hey guys, because I was bisexual, and then like just recently I was like, I think I'm actually pansexual. But like when I first came out as bisexual, it was definitely on Twitter. I was like, hey guys, just wanted to let everyone know.
Like, you made an announcement.
Yeah, because I just was like, I don't know, people kept asking me like, do you like girls? I'm like, yeah, how many times do I have to say that? Like, what the fuck?
I know them girls who's in your DMs too, like crazy.
Heavy.
I feel like women be a lot more aggressive than men. I don't know.
I feel like my family found out that I'm bisexual because of lip service.
Really?
Damn.
Because I don't talk to them about stuff like that.
Right here.
I don't talk to them about stuff like that. Like, because I've never been in a lesbian relationship. Mm-hmm. I've just be fucking on girls. Like,
period.
I
don't have feelings.
I have threesomes, and no, I'm not having feelings for a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm have feelings for a man, and we gonna have sex with this girl, or me and this girl gonna have sex, and that's gonna be it. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl. Hey, after.
I'm screaming.
Like, roll up.
Hey, sis.
What's up? What we doing? Sephora. What we doing? Mm-hmm. So, but I think that my family kind of found out things that I take part in my extracurricular activities by watching me on lip service, and I've never been like approached about it, or nobody ever been like, why you ain't tell us, or anything like that. But it's just like, well, now you know. So
yeah, and they love it.
No,
yeah,
my grandma literally called me on the phone, was just like, they was telling me what you said on Love and Hip Hop. I'm like, what did I say? Oh my God, I've said so many things on that show. And she was like, they said you were bisexual, and I just wanted to tell you. And my heart beating fast, because I'm like, what is she about
to say?
Because my grandma's a Christian, like a very devout Christian.
So what did she say?
She was like, I just wanted to tell you, I don't care who you love, just make sure they're treating you properly.
Oh, I know that's right. Good. You love yourself.
Like, thank you,
come on, grandma.
You be feeling like the older generation.
Yes, I was so scared.
Is not as understanding.
I was so
my
scared.
My grandma different. She smoked weed and cuss.
That part,
like, my grandma, you know what I'm saying? Like, my family, they all just like.
I don't know how my mom would have accepted it, though. She passed away. May she rest in peace. I don't think she didn't know. She didn't watch the show. We had maybe been about 3 years in when she passed away. And she never really watched the show. I don't think nobody told her. But she was so old school that I think she would have been like, what you doing? What you talking about? Like, what is this? What you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, nonetheless, it is what it is. I feel like we are in a day in our lives, in this time that we're living in, where nothing matters.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Like, love who you love. Be who you want to be with. Live your life for you. Do what you want to do. And
we
do it
unapologetically. We survived COVID, y'all. Yeah. Like, the fact that we went through that period of time of some, like, this major global pandemic, mm-hmm. and we're alive, mm-hmm. is like, it kind of makes you think.
And it lasted years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, like, and I know this was a while ago now, but musically, like, what did that do for you guys? Because during that time, it is scary for an artist who, mm-hmm. part of your job is to be, like, out, you know, promoting and performing in front of people. But for some people, it was a good time because you were able to really like sit down.
Yeah. I literally got like depressed and I stopped producing for a while. Because I don't know, like I had just signed a partnership with Radio, Issa Rae's label. And like right when I signed with them, it was like world shut down. And it was just like, okay, what now? I was living with, like I had a roommate who was my best friend. She's not my best friend anymore. She's an op. Just kidding. She's not. But she is. She's an op.
Kind of.
She is, but she's not. But she is.
But yeah. fuck her. But I was, you know, me and her. And then like also my ex was living with me. So it was just a lot of energy. It was a lot of energy. We also lived in an apartment that had like barely any proper sunlight. So it was just not good energy. Like it was not good vibes going on. And I just was not happy. Like I literally stopped making music. I did. Yeah. I feel like I was in a rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I was in a dungeon. Mm-hmm. It was bad. But like, I'm grateful for that time as well because it really like allowed me to sit back and realize like, what do I actually want to do in this world? Like, what do I really want to leave my mark by doing, you know? So it was good and it was bad. It was the best of times and the worst of times.
Listen, so your ex at the time, you were still together when you
were together.
Okay. How was that for you guys during that time? Like, was it? No? Okay.
Well, I feel like that's similar. Yep. It was like a similar situation where it's like I was doing a lot. He was just very like
bummy.
Bummy. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
If he didn't live with me, he wouldn't be living anywhere. Damn. So yeah,
we call that homosexual.
Okay, so I've got to ask you this:
was it good enough to be homosexual?
Yes.
Was the dick?
Because some
thought broke niggas had good dick though.
That's what they say.
It was good at first.
He needed a place to stay.
She was straight.
Yeah. It was good at first, but then it's I don't know. I just get bored, so it's like, all right, do something else. Like.
I know that's right.
No, I get what you said about that get bored though.
Yeah, like it was good.
What other skills do you have?
Yeah.
Like sometimes, you know what? Sometimes people know how to make you come and they'll do the same thing over and over again.
Because they think, I know her body. I know her body now. Like, you don't actually.
We hit a plateau.
Yes, let's reach another climax, please.
What about you? Was the sex that good that you were like, I will handle everything?
At the time for me, it was. Mm-hmm. And the head was still up there. You know what I'm saying? The head was.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
It was
you
a
know,
new situation, though, for you in the whole.
Yeah,
right?
I think, I ain't gonna lie. The fucked up part of me think it was me having all the control. Like, you was my son, for real. Like, ran everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, you kind of fall in love because they really, you look at them like your son. Like you taking care of them. You telling them how to dress. You cleaning behind them. Like, you feel like that's your kid. So it's like, it'd be a different kind of love versus having like a dominant man. You know what I'm saying? It was just a little different.
Yeah. I want somebody to treat me like their kid. I feel like I do so much. Can somebody?
No, you don't. Angela.
Right. Why y'all, don't listen to her.
Right.
Don't listen to Angela.
Well, I'm fucking screaming.
You know, to be like taken care of and like, some, I want somebody to take up after
you
me.
You want
to
be put up.
Yeah.
You want to feel like a princess.
Yeah, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am in some ways, but in other ways, like, I feel like I'm always cleaning. I'm always like, mm-hmm. doing everything. I plan everything. And maybe that's me like always taking charge too.
Right.
You know, like I have that type of personality where I'm like,
yeah,
with
that's
my
what
family,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody to tell you what to do and things like that.
Not tell me what to do. Mm-mm. You know,
but that's what you do with
oh,
kids.
Oh, you want part you I'm want screaming. The spoiling. You don't want the
yeah.
Okay.
That's what you do.
You just
with
want
kids.
Spoiled.
She wants the princess.
You want the chicken.
Because here's my problem. I'm so used to certain things that I do for myself that I don't trust anyone. Like if I'm planning.
It,
if we're going somewhere, I need to kind
of
like be in charge
because
I know how I want to fly. I know the type of place I want to stay in.
I hate to be that girl, but what's your sign?
Capricorn.
Okay, period.
My sister Capricorn. I love
it was
her
giving Earth. It was giving Earth. I was going to ask if it was Virgo, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, have you ever had somebody like trick on you and spoil you?
These niggas is going to trick on a bad
period.
Bitch. These niggas going to trick on a bad bitch. But honestly, I don't take anybody, like, especially right now, I'm completely single. Okay. So I'm not really giving these niggas, like, my time because I don't like what comes with that. Like, a man to buy you something and they feel like they running shit. It's like, no. Like, I don't like that. I'm a person, I talk bad. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Stuff like that. Like, I make my own money, so it's kind of like, bitches that make their own money talk a little different and act a little different. It's like,
I saw about that. I ain't taking no shit. I make my own money.
It's like we a little different.
You make different decisions when you make your own money as a woman.
But I love me a trick,
So don't get it twisted.
I just like princess treatment in general. I feel like I like a man that don't come with just the bare minimum, and you don't got to really teach them how to treat a bad bitch. I like a man that know what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
So, I feel the total opposite. I feel like when the more a guy buys me, the more he spends, the more he takes care of me, the more I have control over him.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Because he's doing things by what he buys me. I'll do this for you if you buy me a Birkin. I'll go here with you if you pay the bills this month, you know? So,
But I don't do it like that. Yeah, I just let them do it. I don't really ask. I just kind of wait. That's probably why they do that. Like, I'll just wait to see if they do it and then cut them off if they don't do it.
Girl, closed mouth don't get fed. You got to ask them what you want these days.
You
got
to tell them what.
Because they'll just sit there.
Guys have no style. You got to tell them exactly what to buy you. If not, they're not going to buy you shit.
What about, okay, let me ask you this. So on Drake's album, right? He has one part where that, you know, and I know he's taking shots, but there's a little a skit on there where the girl is in coach, right? He flew her out and she's like, he told me there wasn't no seats left in first class. He got me in coach. But then I walked past first class and I seen all these seats left, you know, in first class. So he lied to me and whatever, whatever. So if you was with somebody and they put you in coach.
Right.
Would that be an issue? Or are you cool with that?
No, it's a problem. I'm walking off the plane.
Okay.
If I walk on the plane and I see the empty first class seats and you lied to me and said that there was no first class seats, first of all, this is telling me so much about your character. You're a liar.
Okay.
Second, you're cheap. Third of all, you're a liar. Like, that's a big problem.
Was first and liar.
Like, you're a problem. So I'm walking off. I don't even want to link up with you no more. Because, like, what's good with you?
I'm not even going to the airport. Like,
she said, send
no
the jet.
No first class seats and no Stephanie. I'm not coming.
Like, yeah, what about you, Brave?
I don't know. It depends. Like, I just started like flying first class. I'm a hood bitch. You know what I'm saying? Right. So this is all new to me. But like when I was flying first class, like it's kind of like on my part. I don't really get flued out. Like I don't let niggas fly me out.
Right.
So I feel like if you fly me out, I'm fucking, and I'm not fucking.
I'm screaming
because I gotta know you. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying. So I don't get flued out. So I haven't really experienced that. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't. And if a nigga not giving me like that spoil me princess treatment, I really don't talk to him. Because I just feel like if you gonna court somebody, do it the right way. Like you ain't.
She not going to the airport either.
Yeah.
I do always like to, look, cause that's the controlling part of me. I like to book my own flight.
Yes. And I don't like
to let guys know off rip, if you trying to fly me somewhere, these are my standards. And if you can't meet my standards, then don't even try because I'm not going.
Period.
I mean, I'm good for upgrading my flight. If somebody I upgrade books myself me in a bad as well. Seat.
But if a man is like, I want to fly you to I place.
But I'm not flying. I'm not upgrading my seat for a guy.
No, but you know, for work related purposes, or if I'm flying somewhere with my homegirls,
work related,
I'm
going to
pay for my own upgrade.
Yeah, I'll fix that. Yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, let's talk about some other things now. Slut me out. Let's let him out. Okay?
Yes.
Now, what does it mean to slut a guy out? And have you done that for real?
I feel like to slut a nigga out is really just like, I don't know, like show him a different freakier side. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's really more about like dominating a man. I feel like a lot of times men want to be in control. But I feel like when you control a man, like now you're the slut. Mm-hmm. You're the whore. I fucked you. And I love that.
Have you ever like for real? Okay.
You know what I'm about to ask. Oh my God.
Okay, you know what I'm about to ask.
Have she ever fucked a man? Like, yes. With like oh my on. God.
See, that's on, I haven't the man. Yet. You haven't. No. But has anybody ever asked you?
Not yet. No.
Is it something you
but
want
I
to
also,
do?
I would, but mm-hmm. also I haven't been like super sexually active lately. Like I feel like I had sex for the first time in like 5 months, like a week ago.
Oh, period. Really?
Yeah.
How did somebody break that seal?
I broke it. I reached out to him.
I like that.
Yeah, he's like an OnlyFans creator.
Come see me. He's an OnlyFans creator. You reached out to him on wait. Had you met him in real
she
life?
Watched the OnlyFans video. So like we had met a long time ago in like 2018 with like some friends and stuff. And I had just been following him or whatever, like since then. And recently the man started doing OnlyFans. So I was like, oh, okay. I started looking at his videos. I did not subscribe, but I was still following him on Twitter. So I was like looking at a couple of videos. I was like, we so happened to be in like the same city one weekend. I was just like, oh my God, how long you here? Like, let's go get a drink or something.
I love it.
And we got a drink and some other things.
So that was on the first like link up.
First independent link up, yeah.
Okay. Listen, so sometimes for me, I find the first time is not usually that great.
Girl.
But this one was. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
I feel like somebody got to learn me, like, to know
what I feel that. I feel like because he's an OnlyFans creator, like, he be fucking.
You got to stop saying that.
I'm sorry, he's an OF. He's an OF boy. He be fucking. So, like, he know what to do.
So, did you look at it as something that you could ever take seriously, or is this...
That's so crazy, because I was actually thinking about that afterwards, because it was so good. I was like,
I love him. You know how you say that, you don't really mean it, but you be like, I think I love him.
Nah, I didn't say all of that. Not all of that, but I was like, could I see myself like dating, just not even just him, but like any OnlyFans creator, like just a sex worker in general, because like I'm a supporter of sex work. Like I spend hella money on strippers. I also be spending money on OnlyFans sometimes. I don't even be watching this shit. I just spend the money.
Just to help.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like...
I don't know. After that situation, I was like, I feel like I could.
What did he do? Like, tell me how this happened.
He was just really kind.
Okay.
Like, he was very, very kind and, like, patient. And, like, when I went to his hotel, I was thinking, like, oh, my God, am I the whore? Because I was, like, at the hotel, and we just sitting there on the couch watching Fresh Prince. I'm like, did I read this wrong? Like, oh, my gosh, I'm just sexualizing him. This is so wrong of me. I need to leave. Like, I need to go back to my hotel. I'm so sorry. I need to go read the Bible. Like... But yeah,
he just was being chill. You know how hype he was, though? You know he was hype.
You know he was, girl.
You know he was hype.
Probably,
yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it again?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Good for you.
Hit me up. At least you had a good time.
Yes. I had a great time.
Okay.
And I recommend to a friend.
How does this play into sexploration?
So sexploration, you know, I'm just exploring. Mm-hmm. I'm exploring sexually, and I feel like with, you know, me being pansexual and this kind of being like a recent discovery of mine, I've just been like exploring in all different types of ways. I actually just recently, like, wow, I'm just telling all of my business.
Girl, welcome to lip service.
I'm having a drink.
Telling all of my business. I just recently got strapped for the first time. So it's just like exploring sexuality, and I feel like that's kind of the vibe that I'm on, just for life, and I think everybody should.
Okay, just explore sexually.
Yeah, sexplore.
Sexploration. All right, well, how are you going to tap this pretty, Brea? No, I'm playing.
OMG. So what do you want me to answer?
All right, so you're single right now.
Yes.
Is there anybody that you could call, like, that you have on, you know, just in case you feel like getting something off?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like most single women do. Most single women has that ex or that situationship, you know, that break in case of emergency that you can always count on when you just really feel like you need to get fucked.
Yes. I'm screaming.
We keep one of them.
What about threesomes? Do you do threesomes?
Yeah, so I rap a lot about threesomes and stuff like that, but I'm definitely pro threesomes. Like, you know, I want a poly relationship with the woman and the man, but I love threesomes, honestly. Like, I think I'm more turned on by just watching, though. Like, I'm just a weird... Like, I figured that out when I was sneaking through my ex phone one night, and then I seen a girl that he told me was just his friend, like, giving him head, and I, like, got wet, and I was like, what the fuck?
I should be
because I was really mad. Yeah, I was mad, though. But I was just like, wet. And then I just kept watching it. So then I just started going through with it. And then I liked it. But it was like, I acted mad when he got up. But I really liked it. And I just didn't know how to explain it to him. And I just told him. He tried to play it crazy, like, no, that was oh, you all I need. Da-da-da. And I just kept pressing the issue. Like, I really want to have threesome. I really want to have threesome. I really want to have threesome. And then we just did it.
Okay.
Love it.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to say because you know her, but I have a friend who her boyfriend cheated on her, and then she went and fucked the girl he cheated with.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's spicy.
Yeah, and she never told him, you know what I'm saying? But she was like, she liked girls too, and he don't even know. She didn't even have a threesome with him.
So did the girl know that she knew that she fucked
her? Yeah.
I don't like silent get back.
Yeah, I would have told him.
I don't like silent get back.
What's the point?
I feel like, yeah, you gotta.
I need you to know.
Yes, you have to know. Like, I don't like silent get back. Yeah, chest hurt.
Period.
I'm like, that pussy was good, huh? Yeah, I know.
I know. I know. Firsthand.
How many sex tapes do you have in your phone of yourself?
Oof.
A lot?
I probably got like 9.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Do you look at them? Like,
yeah,
do you
watch them? Yeah,
okay.
I'm screaming.
I'm lit.
I'm actually fire, period.
But I don't get turned on when I see myself on camera.
Oh, like, I do.
I don't.
I get turned on,
when I see the flash.
No, I get turned on when I watch, like, somebody I'm with.
Flash,
you know,
like,
if I focus on them, not me.
Let me get to it. I'm
Baby Tay, what about you? You got a lot of videos in your phone, too?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I just don't trust. I'm, like, really big on trust. Mm-hmm. And actually, maybe I'm really small on trust. Like, I don't trust people. I don't trust my
phone. You don't trust the cloud.
Yeah, I don't trust the cloud. I don't trust nothing. So, like, I don't even do that. I remember being, like, 16 years old, literally telling people, like, I can't send you no news because one day I'm going to be an artist. And people was like, yeah, whatever.
And
whatever.
Now I look at you.
Yeah, but, like, I always had that vision for myself. So, like, I don't want nobody to see me like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was a time in a previous relationship where, like, we made a couple of videos, but them shits got deleted. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's good. That's why that's the rule. It's got to be in your phone. Mm-hmm. and you got to have control over it. So
my favorite porn is me sucking dick. That's my favorite porn.
Mine too.
It makes me come so fast.
I have a couple in my phone. I actually refer to this one folder as the vault.
That's hot.
Because I got a few... you know, jewels. I got a few priceless moments in there.
She does know how to make a good save.
And I'm holding on to them because for reasons that we can't talk about on camera, the guys, because it's two different guys, it's a couple of different sets. So there's two guys who I'm holding on. I have a couple of videos with this guy and a couple of videos with that guy, and I'm holding on to them for them because for reasons unspecified, they can't have the videos.
For reasons unspecified. Okay, I like it.
So here we are. I have them. But yeah, every once in a while when I get, you know, when I'm in that mood and I'll be like, fuck Pornhub, let me go into the vault. Right. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, I did that.
That was good. I hate that. Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, one of them might hit me like, hey, yo, can I get that video real quick? And I'll be like, all right, I got you.
Here's a screenshot. Here's a still screenshot.
I got you.
All you gonna get from
me. I got you. They could watch it, but they can't keep it.
Gigi knows how to make a good solo tape, so I know her together tapes got to be good too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that there's a few exes that have some videos of me, and then there might be a few like random situationships who have a few videos of me. I remember I caught this guy filming me, and I didn't know he was filming me. He was like filming.
Oh, that's a violation.
Yeah.
Of trust. That's a whole violation.
Yeah, that was a bad situation. But that's the only person I caught. So who knows who else might have. I didn't done catch, right? Like that. But my point is that I feel like one day that some shit is going to come out and I'm going to be like,
oh my God, this is the most cringe shit I've ever been through. And I've never said it on this show. I was with somebody and I'm not going to say who it was, but this person I had no idea over the years. He recorded me like 35 times walking away from the bed naked.
Wow. How did you find out?
He started sending me them the other day when we was having an argument.
Oh, no. An argument? That's crazy.
With
an
date argument stamps. With date stamps.
This was this day.
This was that day.
That's like headed to the bathroom.
Yeah, me walking to the bathroom.
So what was his point in doing
my butt cheeks. That's so crazy.
What is his point?
His point was because I'm always like, you were never my man. Mm-hmm. We were never together.
He's like, bitch, I got proof.
We was together right here.
This was a Sunday. This was first thing in the morning.
No, because that's exactly why he sent me the videos. Because I was like, what? We was never even together. Like, we probably had sex like 5 times. I could count on one hand how many times we had sex.
He said, bitch, I got proof.
And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
He said, funny that you say that.
I feel like this is going off subject. I just feel like after I lost my mom, I don't love men the same way. Because I just feel like it's not as important as your family, you know? Like the people who you've loved your whole life, the people who you take care of and who have taken care of you. Yeah. Like, and I feel like when I really fall in love with somebody, I'm going to have that feeling the way I feel for, you know? Because it was so hard losing my mom, and it never been that hard to lose a man, you know? Yeah, right. Like, I sent a man to hell, no problem. Yeah. So I don't really feel like I've ever been in love with a man.
I feel that.
You know, after
having that experience.
Honestly feel that. I feel like I've cared about the men that I've been with and maybe been a little obsessed, you know? But that's not
love. Yeah. But that's not love.
Lust. Yeah. So it's kind of hard for the men that I've been in a relationship to hear that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't really
And you know what,
you,
Pretty Brea, you said something about that on your social media that you could just turn it off like that.
See what's that being missed?
I feel like
I love how I can go from delusional to completely uninterested.
Oh yeah, like these days, honestly, I feel bad. Like I be playing mind games. Like I just be acting, or maybe I do be delusional for that. I don't really know what it is, but it's like once I'm off you, it just be like, that's it. Like I don't know. I could just do that now. I wasn't able to do that at first.
You think that you'll end up with somebody that is from like the hometown or?
Hope not. I love the Detroit niggas though. They just all want to be bros.
Let me tell you something about Detroit niggas.
I don't like that. Detroit niggas
at the top of my list. They are so generous. They know how to take care of a woman. They know how to make sure they come straight. The ones that I've come across.
Right.
The ones that I've come across. I know a nigga. I met a nigga from Detroit and he going to be so happy I finally tell this story. Lord
I'm
Jesus.
Screaming.
I'm going to tell him I told this story. So I met a nigga in, I'm sorry, I don't like using that word that much. I met a man in Atlanta years ago, and he was from Detroit. And I met him in a restaurant, and he's like, I'm like, where you from? And he's like, Detroit. And I'm like, well, I live here, so how is that going to work? And he's like, planes fly every day. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm
going to hold you to that. Yeah, that's what Detroit is.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'm going to hold you to that. So like a week or so, or 2 weeks later, we talking on the phone, and he's like, I'm in Cali. So I'm like, oh, wow, I've never been to Cali. And he's like, say word. He like, you want to come? And I'm like, sure, I'd love to come. So he like, you can come today? And I'm like, yeah, I can come today. So he's like, all right.
Yeah,
he's like, send me your info. And he literally booked me a first-class flight and flew me to Cali. And when I got there, it was a big-ass suite at the La Meridian. And I stayed for like 2 days, and we had a great time. And, you know, it was some real nigga shit. It was a real nigga experience. So I appreciate that. And he was from Detroit.
No, but yeah, I like the Detroit niggas. I just don't like how everybody claim to be bros. Like, they don't, these niggas don't know each other. Like, I don't know what this is. Like, now, like, these not the people you grew up with and got out the mud with, and everybody is brother and gang and all this shit. Like, it's like, bro, you don't know that man. So it's like, the city too small for me. And then it's like, when you dating a lit person from Detroit, you gotta tell somebody.
Right.
I don't like that. Shut the fuck up. That's the only thing. Like, shut up. You ain't gotta tell nobody about me. Like, I don't care how lit a nigga is. I do not tell.
Right. Well, that's the first thing they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't even know if that's a Detroit thing in
that's
general.
That's everybody.
Yeah. When you lit, the first thing somebody gonna do is be like, you know who I'm fucking with, right?
Yeah.
This is why I feel like the guy who I caught was filming me. I feel like that's why he filmed me, because I was popping and he was just a regular.
Just a fan. You gotta, you gotta leave like niggas
was,
as a fan.
I feel like he filmed me to have proof
he was
that he
ecstatic.
Fucked me.
Ecstatic.
So he can go, back there so like, he can run and show his friends. Like, look who I had.
Yeah, did you see my post? I posted the other day, and I was like, these niggas talk too much.
Yep, I saw that.
That's it.
Oh, so they you talk was talking about a guy us. In particular.
Yes,
okay.
For real. I hope it's just, yeah, see this. I literally let a nigga take me out. And, like, literally the next day, everybody was like, oh, you went out with it. And I'm just like,
how you know? Like, damn.
This, like, you ain't even, like, right. Like, damn. Like, was it that deep?
What happens after that? Can he take you out again? Or
no.
It's over.
No,
it's
he's corny. I knew the red flag was when he started bringing up other. I should have just knew the red flag. But I guess it just gave me, like, yo, gay homeboy vibes or something.
What's the red flag?
He was like, oh, I used to talk to such and such, but she's ugly as fuck without makeup. She's the ugliest bitch I ever seen without makeup.
Oh, no, yeah, you don't do that.
Honestly, I wasn't even thinking, like, because in my head, we cool. You just really, I'm bored right now. But it's just like, I didn't even think of it like, this nigga about to do the same thing to you.
I'm screaming.
He gonna tell everybody. I ain't think of that. Nope. Everybody knew the next day. Yep.
That's crazy.
All right, y'all. I got to slide out. I got to make my flight.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Nice meeting you, girl.
It was so nice meeting y'all.
She going back to Atlanta.
I'm going back to Atlanta right
period.
Now.
Period.
Gigi so, not playing no games.
Midnight fun times. I appreciate
Georgia.
Y'all. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
it was so
girl.
Nice to finally nice meet you. And yeah, I'm out.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know, like, I don't need you for anything. I do everything myself. Yeah. Like, I like to feel like I can be in a space where I can say, I do need you for this. Like, mm-hmm. I do need somebody when I'm out here in the...
I'm sorry.
when I'm cute. Out here in the world and it's, like, a tough place. It is. Like, honestly, yeah. this business will make us very, very hard.
I yeah. think that's mm-hmm. what it is for me, though. Like, I feel like I have my person, but mm-hmm. that... part of them that's just kind of controlling. I don't like I'm not really just like a hard up bitch with every guy. Like, come on now. Like, I'm a female. Like, right. I don't want to be a fucking bully. Like, if I can bully a guy, I don't want you because yeah. you're weak. I can't do that. But it's like, I don't like a guy that's who you with, where you at, who you around.
Never that.
Like that type of vibe is like, that's what I be straight on. It's like, when you're the person that's in this type of entertainment and doing our line of work, it comes with a lot of like shit, and a nigga's gotta really be secure to have you in this yeah. line of work. And I don't know. I just gotta have somebody that's okay with my job, okay with me posting what I wanna post. If I make a tweet that don't apply to you, nigga, obviously I'm just putting out content. Let me do it.
Right. Like, oh, don't sit God. Here and just like, it's content. Calm down.
What do you want I'm me to working. Say? I'm in love all day. It's bitches out here that they chest hurt right now. We need to resonate with them.
I have to be there for the girls.
Hello?
No, chosen. Literally, I dated someone who, like, they just, you know, they weren't in the industry. And after that relationship, I was like, I kind of have to date someone that's either in the industry or in some type of industry I where they a, understand, yes. like, what's
I dated
what's
a guy
on.
Who I would take a picture with somebody, and he'd be mad as hell.
Literally.
And I'm like, ooh, we're in front life. Of a step and repeat. I'm at an event that I'm hosting.
Not the carpet.
No, seriously. And he would text me and be like, oh, so you take a picture. I'm like... dude, like, it's a event. I'm clearly, like...
my ex like that. He'd be like, bitch, you embarrassing. Then he'd make a post. These hoes.
Look, what? It's you. Out here. You're the embarrassing one.
No, but honestly, he a good dude. And he was in the music industry. That's what's weird. I think the difference is, like, you're a pretty big artist right now. I'm on the come up. So he met me when I was down here. I no
like
following.
It, at any time, though. Literally at any time. Because I've been making music for, like... I've been making music since I was 13, but like putting music out for like 7 years now. So like along my whole journey, I've been with people that like get jealous mm-hmm. and just be like, oh, you fucking this part. I'm like, this is literally security guard for some other artist. This is not, I don't mm-hmm. even know this man. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Right.
Like I'm on Twitter just like flirting with somebody online. Like this is for publicity. Just like calm down. I don't
nah,
even
I
like
never
them.
Did all that. Nah.
Okay, now.
You trying
no,
to run, come on.
You gotta back up.
This is just for content. Let me ooh, see that dick for content. Let me see that dick for content.
Like, oh my God, calm down.
Ew, no, I ain't chill. Never did all that, though.
Chill. That's what I'm saying,
what's
though.
Interesting.
That's what I'm
GC
saying.
Left, but she would always say that, like, for her, and I was looking at this Instagram post where talking about people's past, right, does what somebody did in the past matter? And so I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was a woman. She was calling off the engagement because she found out that her man was like messing with other dudes when he was in college. Okay. And he was like, that was when I was in college.
Her man was messing with dudes?
Yes.
This was on Instagram, not Gigi. This was like a post, yeah. Okay. But anyway, I was wondering, do guys ever get intimidated, you know, being fluid, like being able to know that like I could be with a man, I could be with a woman. Mm-hmm. Does it intimidate them because they feel like they can't compete with that? Because Gigi was saying she feels like she can't compete.
Yeah, she always says she can't
with
compete
a guy who likes men also.
Yeah. I don't date guys who like men.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's unfair because you...
I can't. No, like, it's just like, I don't know. It's just something about it. It doesn't really... like, I'm not attracted to that, you know, not knocking those who do like that, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah. I feel like I'm open. I mean, because I'm pansexual, mm-hmm. I'm open to dating, like, kind of... all types of people. So like, I really don't care. That doesn't concern me. Whatever you've done in your past, even what you're doing today, I don't care. You could have fucked a man yesterday. Mm-hmm. That has literally nothing to do with me because I'm in a place in my life where like, I don't even want a relationship right now. I'm trying to figure out myself. Like, I want to figure out what makes me happy. Like, you know, it's so many other things that like concern me rather than like being in a relationship. So like, mm-hmm. I don't really care what you're doing because I don't want you to care about what I'm doing. Like, mind your business. I'm gonna mind mine. But when we come together, like that's our time together. So like, I don't care who anyone is attracted to, what you've done in the past, what you're gonna do in the future. That has nothing to do with me.
Do you want to know what somebody's doing? Like, if he's like, I gotta, you know, like, hey, what you doing later? Oh, I actually have a date with somebody. Sure, or would you rather not know?
You could tell me.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like I would tell them. Like, if somebody asked me what you doing, right? I've literally told people I was on a date. When they text me, I'm like, oh, I'm on a date right now.
You too open.
I'm like, I'm very honest. I'm very honest.
Yeah, I'll hit you later.
But I feel her on that second part.
I'm honest as hell.
I was sleeping.
I'm on a date right now. And then the man got mad. I'm like, you wanted me to lie? Sorry.
I feel you on the second half of what you said, though. I'm the same way with men. Like, I'm mm-hmm. okay with them dating as many women as they want. I don't mm-hmm. care what they doing. As long as our time is our time, you like an honest person.
What if it's somebody you know?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But you know what's so crazy? If it's somebody I know and they would like added me into the dynamic or try to figure this out, if we all try to figure it out, then that'd be different. But if I find out everybody know me in my city, and mm-hmm. unfortunately, the guys I've been talking to is my city. So I feel like if you're talking to one of my friends or something like that, it's just kind of disrespectful to me.
Yeah,
because I'm too cool of a bitch. But you could have tried to put it on the floor and got rejected at the very least. But don't just try to be sneaky with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that.
Right. Just be open and honest.
Yeah.
I be feeling like guys don't want to know. Like, I know guys who have been in situations where I know shit about them and they'll be like, you know, don't tell my girl that. Like, I've had guys who are friends of mine and they've dated other women who I know and they'll be like, don't tell her that I know about what else she's doing because I don't want her to even know that I know. Mm. They don't even want to, like, have to deal with that.
I think they want to know. They be too...
But they don't want her to know. Like, I feel like guys be making excuses for women.
They'll be like, egos be fragile. They be thinking they know everything. Yes.
Like, I feel like we will be suspicious and, like,
I don't go through phones no more because, like, right now, I used to. I was a very toxic person. And when I tell you I did the most, mm-hmm. like, cracking the phones, cracking the internet, like, I was very toxic. I was doing way too much.
Hacker.
No. I've never hacked before. I don't do anything illegal.
So what made you stop doing it?
Honestly, I just realized, like, it's so much other things you could be giving a fuck about besides of what a man is doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then honestly, when I started with my ex and we started like being open, it was just cool. He would literally be like, it's kind of weird because my friend, she heard him say this one time. She was just like taken back. He was like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck the white bitch today. You cool with that? And my friend was like looking at me and I was like, yeah, sure. And it was like, we was that open with each other. Like, I liked it that, though. He wasn't sneaking. I wasn't finding out. Like, a bitch can't flex on me and send me screenshots like, oh, yo, nigga, am I?
It's I know,
like,
that, babe.
I know.
And could you say that to him? Like, I'm about to go fuck this dude.
Well, no. Not
see,
the nigga.
That's what I don't
but
like.
But with the female. See, but yeah. I honestly don't know man won't no female that's just busting it open for everybody.
But
if they
why?
Taking you serious.
If you busting it open, you busting them legs open and popping that
because
dick and everything.
Because you gotta have an understanding.
Why can't I bust this
like,
pussy open?
If you come in with an understanding like, okay, we both doing us, then that's just y'all agreement.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
If you coming in and I say, well, I like girls, I can fuck whatever girl I want and you can fuck whatever girl you want.
Yeah.
He don't like men. I don't like having sex with other men, so let's not do men.
Yeah, that's y'all. That's y'all agreement.
Because if I find out he fuck with men, I'm gonna be mad.
That's y'all agreement.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't like one sided stuff. Like if you can step out of the relationship, I can step out too. Period.
No, he was real understanding, but
yeah, I fuck with that.
I feel like he would have just been like, if he found out I was fucking with a guy, he just would left me alone. He was never pressed.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude.
Have you ever had an orgy?
I haven't, but that's like one of my biggest fantasies. I want to have an orgy. I've done like a threesome, but I've never done an orgy.
Okay. I feel like that can definitely happen now that we put it out there.
For sure.
What about going to a sex club?
Never. I don't know about that, no.
Nope. My mama
don't know about
she told
one.
Me about one before.
She did? What did she say?
She said she walked in and she said everybody was fucking. And then somebody came in and like, they treated them a certain way, give them their little toys, lube, whatever they need. And then she said somebody just started eating her pussy, a girl.
Period.
And I was just like, okay, that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think if I wasn't who I am, then maybe.
Right. But not,
but
yeah.
Can't maybe Tate like walking that. Into a sex club is crazy.
Well,
put
your
put on a mask, girl. Some shades.
What about toys? So do y'all use
toys? Girl, I got tattoos recognizable. Like, I don't know.
Do you use toys?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
100%, 1,000. Shout out to the rose.
The rose.
I don't really like the rose. I really like the bullet. I think the rose
really?
Is overrated.
Okay.
I got the double.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I
know what you're talking about. What about, have you ever used a rose or any type of toy while you were having sex?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
That's how you squirt.
Mm-hmm.
With penetration.
Oh, so you can squirt. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can squirt too?
Good Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, do you remember the first time you squirted?
Yeah, I've only squirted a few times and it's only for one person.
Mm-hmm.
The ex that I keep bringing up. He about to feel so special. No, we not getting mad together. But so we was in the bathroom floor. We was in the bathroom floor. We had guests in the living room. We was sneaking.
That's the best place to do it,
yeah.
I guess.
It was kinda cold on the bathroom floor, you know what I'm saying? Like but you know, it worked. It was exciting. And you know what's so crazy? I used to think squirting was a myth. I was actually on somebody's podcast and they said like it's squirting pee. And it kind of turned me off for a second, but I'm like, shit, whatever it is, it's getting done.
So you can squirt too.
Yeah.
Not just a handful of times.
I really just want to know if you can too. I just really
I've never squirted.
Really?
I haven't, unfortunately. But I can orgasm, I could come, but I've never squirted.
It's okay.
Thank you.
It will happen. It will happen.
You
I feel it
so?
In your near future.
I don't know if everyone can do it.
I think so.
I think it's possible
the right
for everyone, yeah.
Can you squirt from masturbating?
Yeah. Well, I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm. You say yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're very in tune with yourself.
Well, if you have like a video, you can send it to me and I can learn how to do it. I'm just saying.
I don't have one.
She's
but
like,
maybe I'll make
kidding.
One.
Unless you want to do it.
Maybe I'll make one, but no, I don't have any. No.
I tried, literally, I watched Pornhub actually the other day. I tried, I watched. And I just tried to follow the steps and
they had a directions or something.
Yes, but I'm like, damn, these fucking nails. Like, I just can't do
the
it.
Nails getting
I
don't,
so do you want to be cute or do you want to squirt?
Right.
Yeah, I'm a
that's
woman.
Why I
want to
press
cute.
On.
Yeah, I want to be cute.
But I don't like penetrating myself. So I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because
but certain vibrators will make you squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
You gotta have the G
rocket.
Spot. Yeah, the ones that hit the
yeah.
Can I put that on
no,
my
No, you don't even have to go inside just from clitoral stimulation.
Oh, I need that for real.
Yeah,
hold
pocket
on, pocket rocket.
It's
I'm putting this in my notes. I'm sorry.
But it's extremely powerful.
I'm putting this in my notes.
I'm screaming at this.
No, y'all don't understand. It's been like my destiny for me to learn how to do it on command.
Yeah. Oh man. Then it won't feel so special.
But I just want to, like, when I do you fuck think? A guy, like, every single time, I don't care if I fuck you on the first date, the last date, whatever, it got to be a memorable experience.
Yeah.
Like, I'm showing
embarrassed?
Out. Because I ain't wasting my body count now. You're going to tell, you're going to be like, oh, that bitch.
I feel embarrassed
so I
every time
sure.
it happens. I'd be like,
why?
Sorry.
You're not really embarrassed. You
I'm
love
like,
it.
Sorry.
Same. I'm like, oh my God.
Percentage wise, how often like can you squirt during sex? If it.
Well, I guess just based off of the last time that I had sex.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He don't count. He knew some tricks.
He did.
He's an expert.
He did. I mean, wow.
You think like 10% or like
10%
more than that?
Like 90%. Like
what? Was,
yeah, I've squirted like 7 times.
You're a but unicorn. Anyway. Oh look, they have toys for you. Oh my God, Dan. Come
on
in here, Dan.
No, oh my God, because I was just saying I want a strap because my friend was saying, my friend was telling me.
It's not your birthday, but here you go.
What the fuck? So my friend was telling me, he was like, I feel like you're such a top. And I was like, you know, I don't know. I feel like the last woman that I had sex with, she was like a stud. And I was just like, I don't know if I'm feeling this. And I was like, maybe it's because I'm the top.
Really?
I don't think I want to be strapped. I think I want to strap.
Okay. Well, here you go.
I think here you go.
Thank you
like, so much.
This is a whole situation.
Let me see.
Wait, these vibrators?
No.
What used to do? Wait, I don't know.
She got two different sizes.
Hey, now.
Hey.
I was reading. Okay. That's my type of gifts. I like freaky shit.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait till they stop y'all.
I can't wait to show everybody what you want my birthday.
This will be in my check bag. Okay.
Y'all seen that video that one girl did? The funny one when she was going to TSA.
She said,
that guy was like,
put it right back.
Well, Pretty Bria, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're so happy that you spent it with us.
Yes. And it's a time over here. It's a vibe.
And baby Tate, of course, it is such an honor to have you.
Thank you.
October 27th, Sexplorations. Baby Tate presents.
Yes, Baby Tate presents Sexploration, the musical.
The musical. We cannot wait to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay. We had a time. Thank y'all so much for coming through. We really had fun with y'all and enjoy your strap-ons.
Thank you so much.
I will.
It's lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.